Tonight, a collaborative art project that mixes architecture, the human body, and more than a bit of carpentry opens off of Martin Luther King Boulevard in Fayetteville. It takes place in a studio behind the art experience. Almost as quickly as it's opening, it will close, gone before the weekend is up. Yesterday afternoon, 27 hours before the work titled Soma, An Exploration into Architecture and Decay, is scheduled to be finished, the small space was filled with University of Arkansas art students, including Ashley Lindsley.
This is the finishing stages of a process that we've been working on for about a month. We've taken a very raw space and turned it into a gallery show. We all developed a proposal for a project and voted, and the project won. That was based on turning the inside of the space into kind of a facsimile of a human torso, but we also took a lot of cues from the architecture and exposing that in some areas along with the aspects of the human body. Another part of it is that we involved the idea of decay within the human body as well as the space, and that was part of the exposing of the architecture and the ceilings and floors that are very unfinished, and leaving a lot of the hardware and building elements of all of the organs visible to most people.
What am I looking here just to my left? It's yarn, it's wood, it's suspended from the ceiling?
It is. We're trying to have things on different levels. It's not representative of where they're located in the human body very well. We try to have some cues as to what they are, but not completely give it away to the audience.
Okay, there are, it looks like, between eight and a dozen people working on this?
There are 10 students, and then our instructor's also been doing a lot of the work.
How does that work? I mean, because often we think of the artist as the solo person waiting for the muse to strike. So if you've got 11 individuals, there's got to be some collaboration, but there's got to be some cooperation.
Yeah, I think overall we did a really good job of collaborating and completing a really good cohesive product. There was definitely a little bit of drama along the way, especially when it's carpentry involved that we're all learning as we're going about doing it and trying to be at the space at the same time outside of class. It was pretty difficult, but I think we pulled it off.
Ashley and her 9 student colleagues are creating their walk-in sculpture under the guidance of Bethany Springer, an assistant professor of sculpture at the University of Arkansas. Yesterday afternoon, she was there with the other artists, putting the last minute or the next to last minute touches on the walk-in torso.
The collaborative component had to use the architecture of the space, either enhance the existing space or completely alter it into something else. And so I kind of held a friendly competition between the students to present their individual ideas, and then the students had to vote on the strongest presentation, and that student basically determined the collaborative design, what everybody was going to do towards one vision in space.
Was it always going to be this physical space?
Yes. Yeah, we were lucky enough to, a friend of mine, Stephanie Pearson, and Sam King, who also work at the UA and are very active in the Fayetteville art scene, they were kind enough to let us use this space for the show. Before they were getting ready to put drywall up on the walls, and the space was really raw, you know, before they started working in here, and they just let us use the space for a few weeks, which was great.
It's great, but it means this work is so ephemeral. It's going to be gone.
Yes.
I mean, in 50 hours from now, it's gone.
Yes. Yeah, next week we're going to tear it all down. But, you know, a lot of artwork is temporary, and I think the experience of creating an event and working together to have a moment in time is maybe more lifelike in a sense. We don't last forever, so, you know, an argument could be made that artwork doesn't have to be either.
Well, and it fits for a torso. Torsos don't last.
Exactly. The body breaks down. I feel old. I feel like my body is breaking down, you know, on a daily basis. And it's great that they decided to go with the theme of the body because it is an architecture. You know, it's a temporary architecture. And so I thought it was very smart that they went this route with the project.
The walk-in sculpture, Soma, An Exploration into Architecture and Decay, opens tonight at 5 with a reception. The one-night exhibit is a very limited experience, however. It's scheduled to close tonight at 8. The sculpture is located in the easternmost studio, located behind the art experience on Martin Luther King Boulevard in Fayetteville. If you don't have a chance to see it, or you're interested in viewing the work as it developed, you can go to the project's Facebook page. That's facebook.com/SOMA Show. S-O-M-A, Soma Show. This is Ozarks at Large.